It's Mark Drive. I just saw something with like a little bit of a wagon or an SUV or something like that. And plaid shirt and a little skin on top of the head. It's probably him.
Sounds like him.
Yeah. Hey Mark, how you doing?
You guys look tan, rusted, and ready. Must be running for something.
No, I'm running away from something. Not for work, I'm away. Okay, ready? Am I good?
All right, I think so. Everybody's mic on?
Yours is on, got yours.
It's July 18th, 2018, 5:30 p.m. I'd like to bring the meeting to order for the Board of Water Commissioners. Present are myself, Mr. Hoppenstead, Commissioner Campbell, and Commissioner Robinson, as well as Superintendent Wiseman. And we have some members of the public here as well. We're going to change the agenda order just slightly. We're going to bump the warrants to first on the agenda, and then we'll take public comment in minutes and so on and so forth.
What procedure she wants to talk about? The warrant procedure, is that what you want to talk about?
So the warrants is a procedural, it's a procedural process that we go through every meeting and occasionally outside of meetings, and I think we want to look at procedural changes. So without further ado, we'd like to hear from Prudential Committee member Fran Parks,
Prudential Committee. So we've been working with the Mr. Campbell on a solution to the issue of getting the warrants to the Treasurer's office on a more timely manner, hopefully on a weekly basis, which will save work and time there, and is also going to save work for your administrative assistant. The chief has used a computer system, an internet system over in Nantucket, where apparently all their communications, signing bills, contracts, warrants, is done on the computer, and so no one actually has to go anywhere to sign anything. So because of a system that they've installed at the fire station, that I forgot the name of, it's Secure Networks. There's a program in it called AutoTask, which will be able to have Jen upload everything on the warrant to you, or the warrant, and send it to you all individually. You'll be able to review it. Say that you've reviewed it, signed it, and sent it back to her, and then it can be brought to the treasurer's. So do you want to explain more fully, Chief?
Perfect. Like a DocuSign, yeah. So Chief Root from the fire department.
Before I forget, you can also get any other documents that you need for your meeting, so you can have that before the meeting. It can be up in the cloud.
Thank you very much.
Chief Root, when I first started a year ago, we had an obsolete server in-house, and we decided to get rid of the hard server we had and go to the cloud. So when we moved our server to the cloud, it gave us the ability to designate files in the cloud to share with the public. So we can click on a file and share it with anybody in the public. We can put a password on it. Currently, for fire commissioners meetings, so on Friday before meeting, we have a file for that meeting. All the reference documents are uploaded, and the commissioners are automatically emailed a link to it. So all the files stay in the cloud. They can access from any phone, PDA, computer, access the documents, review them in PDF format before the meeting. And we're given a password, so that's not open to the public. That's just locked down to them. They also have the opportunity to comment on them, so they can... if we put a financial document, an expense report for the week or month, they can automatically email to all of them. They can click on a comment, and they can click on approved questions. All those questions and approvals are attached to the document in the cloud for good. So And it also emails the author of that document telling him what everybody sent. So if Jen were to put a financial expense report in the cloud, it'll automatically email all the water commissioners and give them a link to it on their phone. I showed it today. You can actually, it'll come up on my cell phone. I can click on the document, review the document, click on the comments tab, type in approve, question, not approved, hit save, and it's saved to the cloud. It automatically sends an email to the author, which in this case would be Jen. You know, commissioner such and such has approved this document or rejected it or has a question. And then she can log on anytime. And those documents on the web are backed up, secure, more secure than what you would have on a hard server for your office. So we contract with secure networks to provide that, to set it up for us, and they maintain all our computers. I think it's $75 a month per computer. It's 24/7 backup, virus protection service. But I think we could share our network with you as well. And we're still working with them to see what kind of cost. It'd be minimal, if any, that if we chose to share the network. Well, of course, we'd share the network. But for you to have access or log on information to the network, there may be a cost. And I'm working on that right now. But I believe it would be minimal if there was any. Or maybe the water department would choose to put their network in the cloud and join the tires. Right now, it's the treasurer's office and the fire department. So they maintain all treasurer's computers, fire computers, and the network's joint treasurer fire in the cloud right now. Any questions?
Did you say it was 75 per computer?
Right now we're paying 75 per computer. So we have six computers. I think we pay about $500 a month. And I can tell you what that includes, but it's 24/7 virus protection. There's a 24-hour number that call for service, anything that goes wrong.
And do you have to pay them when they come out hourly
at
all? No,
unlimited.
Okay.
It's unlimited service, 24/7 service on the computers. It's just a monthly fee we pay.
That's fine.
Yeah. We priced out a bunch of different service providers, and they were by far the cheapest one around, and we've had a lot of recommendations, and this seems to be working out pretty well for us so far.
So would it be the two computers in the office, or would it, we'd have to pay for each one of us to get access?
So if you chose to have the same company maintain your computers, my guess is, and I could get them out to get a formal price quote, it'd probably be $150 for the two computers per month. And then they also maintain our email support, our system. So they do our email system, and there's a $5 a month charge per email account. That's through Microsoft. That's not from them. They don't charge for that service. And for the people who have this cloud-based storage, so every person that's got the 50 gigabyte storage in the cloud is $15 a month, and they're working on to see what the cost would be for outside users to access that data and modify it. Like I said, I think that'd be minimal. So it could be probably under $200 a month is what it's going to come down to, my guess. But I'll work with Jen and the commissioner to come up with a proposal if that's what you're looking to do.
So Mr. Chairman, right now, I know I stopped by last week at the office just to sign, and I think you two already have. So that is how it's been done for a long time. You need a majority, two people at least, to sign.
Yes.
Correct.
It seems like an awful lot of running around just to sign a document. So this would be a great relief, I would think, to everybody. What would be the downside?
Other than the cost.
Yeah. There's a cost to it, but you know, we find it's more efficient. We're sharing documents, so I share documents with the Treasury Department. We're all on the same page. We've got shared directories, fire, Treasury Department. So
the Treasury's Department can access the warrant after we've signed.
They could. So you could actually scan the whole warrant into the computer and they can see that each commissioner has approved it, that Jen originated, she was the originator of it, and they, if they chose, they could print it out right there, and then maybe, I don't know, the question for Ray, he may not even need a hard copy anymore, or maybe he prints his own out. Or by having it scanned in, now it's electronic, so if something were to happen to the hard copy, we got backups, or you can scan and look for data more easily once it's electronic.
Do we have an office scanner?
I'm sure.
Yeah, we have a copier slash scanner.
So just a couple of things, because I've been working on this all day yesterday with Fran back and forth. And when she suggested this as an option, because I was looking for options other than us having to get down there every week, it seemed like
it seemed reasonable, and it kind of reminded me of something that Ray had mentioned to me a while ago about a new program that you're getting up and that we might be able to take advantage of in the water department, but I've never, you never followed up on it. So I asked Fran if you could go down and meet with Jen to see if she thought it was reasonable for her to be able to do, and she did. She thought that was fine. I talked to her about a possible scenario that whatever she accumulates during the week and she puts together and puts out to us on a Friday, we have the weekend, whatever we want to sit down and look at it and approve it or disapprove, whatever. And it gets, and she comes in Monday, she can see the results. The only thing that I wanted to make sure, and because I believe that we have a responsibility as far as the makers of the budget of maintaining some sort of control over how we spend the money, that at least two signatures are obtained before it gets moved on for payment, which I don't really seem like it. If she doesn't have two by Monday, she can make a phone call and see if someone can do it or something like that. So it seems like it's a reasonable thing to do. And also there's possibilities for us to use it for other things too, which is more positive. The only question I had was the number she gave me is a little bit different than what you just mentioned. She talked about something like $20 per month, includes all computer support and place. So I don't know where $20 a month came from, but...
I don't know. We pay about $500 a month for six computers, and that's with... So that includes the email system. So they maintain our email system. It's Microsoft 365, so it's Excel, PowerPoint, Word, all those programs updated all the time. It's a subscription service to that. It's the email service for, I think we're like 20 or 20 email accounts. So we cover the email accounts for all the fire department employees. I think we do the Prudential one there too. I'm trying to think what else there is. I can share the quote. Or I can give you this whole proposal they gave us if you want it.
Well, let me just ask, if we use this, what IT costs do we have that we cannot use if we use this?
Right now, the IT support that we have, I believe we put a contract out with them for $1,000 a year. If it goes over the $1,000, they have us write another one for $1,000. So even with two computers, and you're saying it's $50 a month for what he has, that's close to what we're paying now. And they're going to be doing the support and everything else, and you're going to have everything backed up. You're going to have all kinds of, you know, we might even be able to, well, no, that's a different, sorry. I was getting off.
I just thought I heard 150 a month.
It's about 150 for two computers, I think. And they do, I can read it. It's unlimited remote support administration, unlimited on-site support administration, remote management and monitoring of all critical processes, services, software, remote management and monitoring of all critical, that's the same thing. Antivirus licensing management, any spyware, malware filtering, web filtering, operating system updates, software updates, hardware updates, printer support, network administration, remote access, VPN. They manage our firewall to make sure nothing bad comes in, goes out. And one of our biggest problems before we had this, nothing was backed up. None of our computers were virus protected. Nothing was backed up. Now it's all in the cloud, backed up, secure. They daily update, back up our computers. And we had problems with our email. Our email barely functioned, and now it functions pretty much flawlessly, and we've got the Microsoft suite of products that are updated anytime that they're updated.
Do you use the fiber optic network now?
We don't. So that's a separate fee. We pay right now for Comcast internet subscription, and we're looking to change or switch that to the town or the Open Cape Fiber. We're working on that.
Yeah.
Different fee.
So I guess the question I had is, if it's a little bit more of a cost, but we can, when our contract runs out with those people, we can use that money towards this, and then there's not that much of a difference after that.
It sounds really, really, really inviting.
It does, yeah.
And it seems like it's a win-win for everybody, and it will take care of a lot. I don't foresee a problem doing it. It seems to be the legalities are all there. You know, we're not going to be, no one's going to be conducting or discussing, so we're not worried about open meeting laws with it. You know, you're not going to make any decisions or anything like that. You're reviewing just warrants that are already there and stuff, yeah.
And it also gets the information to the treasurer's office in a
timely
manner. And I can't imagine any better time for them than.
And we could still have hard copies for monthly meetings.
We could always keep them
anybody
at
the public
office. Yeah, we could keep them at the office, a hard copy.
Yeah, you know.
If the auditors need to see them, we'll have them. Yeah.
We could also designate other folders for public. So if you have a directory of best practices for water conservation, we can put that information on the web. And it's just a file manager on your computer. You drop into this file and it automatically copies to the web, and you can put the link out there for anybody to access.
A quick question to you. Do you guys bring your warrants to your meetings at all and have them viewed at all?
No, we email them. We include them every month, so every Friday before Tuesday commissioner's meeting, all the warrants are posted for them to see. The chairman of the fire commissioners comes in on a regular basis to review them, but no.
I've heard in the past there was a citizen that was worried about viewing them. That's a public document, and viewing them, I think we could probably handle that still by bringing the documents to our meeting.
Yeah.
If they wanted to be viewed.
Yep.
You know, even if they have been already done or completed, that still they could be viewed then if they had to.
Yeah.
Yep.
We can have these documents. If you put an expense report document, you could have that folder open to the public, so the public could have a link to view it, and you guys could have a link that you could edit it and add comments to it. The public would not see the comments, and they wouldn't have any ability to edit the documents, but they could have
view it online?
Correct.
You could, yes, the same directory you create for your documents to review and comment and approve, you could give the public a separate link that they could access that directory, view the documents. They wouldn't view your comments, but they would be able to see them and not edit them.
So is this something that we could ask Jen to explore?
Yeah, definitely. She'd be the person. She's the one that's going to set it up. She's the one that's going to do most of it. You know, and it'll work for everybody because then, like, all these different things. I was over talking to Paul a little about it earlier today, and there's certain documents that I could put out ahead of time saying, hey, I'm going to be discussing this, like stuff that would be here tonight. Instead of emailing it to you, we're right in this cloud, and it's there all the time.
Yeah. Some of our problems is some of the documents are too big to email.
Yeah.
So if I put it in the cloud, you can just download it on your computer, and I don't have to worry about it getting bumped out by your email filters.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred.
There's one more thing I think that you want to mention about the metering thing for the mailing metering machine you're going to get.
We worked out a lot of stuff.
So that's for the
tonight's warrant.
Yeah.
So would it be possible for you to set up accounts for them now?
I can set up directories that you can access. I don't know if you're going to have the ability to add the comments until I'm waiting for a word back from Secure Networks to see how the accounts will have to be structured so that you have the ability to comment on them. I can put them in today. If you gave me the file, I could give you a directory and a logon information and password for you to access them. The comments field, I'm not 100% sure. I'm still waiting to hear back from them.
I assume there'd be at least some transition period of at least 5 minutes.
Maybe six.
Yeah, maybe six. I was thinking more about the warrants rather than, I don't know, I don't know if you're thinking about paying for it yourselves or, waiting to do that or.
Yeah.
We could get it done pretty quick. I'll get a price on Secure Networks and I'm sure we can.
They can even come in and give us a little. Presentation or something.
Yeah. I'm sure by your next meeting, there's no reason we can't have something running and working. That's what you're looking for. That should easily be done.
Great.
Does that work?
Yep, that works.
That's great.
So, I emailed Jen and asked her if it would be a problem for her to use a postage meter for your liens if it was located in the treasurer's office, and she said no.
Not at all.
Hmm?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem at all to go right.
And so the treasurer's office can certainly. Use one. It would actually save money for them. Like the other day, the assistant sent out 89 letters, which meant putting 89 stamps on envelopes, which is not a productive use of time. So So we're looking into acquiring a postage meter for the treasurer's office, and those do certified mail. So you can have ones that do certified mail.
Yeah, we just keep track of what we use through it and pay to the district, or I don't know if there's how it would work. You guys can work out the billing.
We have a line item for billing, don't we?
We do have a postage line item, but I mean, instead of paying it to postage, we pay it to, I guess it would be give a check or a
warrant. Yeah, right, just to the...
It's just a matter of them taking so much out of each, dividing it up.
And just,
right.
Just pay it to the treasurer's office postage fund line item.
The only thing that I was told about from my mailing expert is that the day that the certified letters are put together, they have to be go out that day. They can't be go out the next day. So there's something about the date on that piece of paper that goes on there has to be go the same day it goes in the mail. So it can't be processed one day and put in the mail the next day.
That's just
so we know how it works. So we don't get burnt with that. So did you see the email from Jen about the lien check for tonight? Well, she sent me one. I mean, obviously, it was basically, she has a price. She sent a copy to Lisa. And that we're going to vote on it tonight, and then she's going to have the hard copy. Everything go over there tomorrow morning by 10:30 when you do the mail. Right, Chris?
Yeah, I talked to Lisa about this morning.
Yeah.
So there shouldn't be any problem with that transition today.
Right, yeah.
So the only... I don't think there's anything else. It's been fun. As I said the other day.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you guys got this all ironed out.
That's a process. You have no idea.
I think it's going to be a win all around for everybody. You know, it's certainly going to decrease Jennifer's work, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really going to help in the treasurer's office. So I think it's positive.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again, Paul.
Thank you.
Okay. No more emails. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So we're good with warrants. Do we have warrants to sign?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So
yeah.
We need to.
We can go through if you want now and then we'll go right through the meeting and staff, or you can take it any way you want. I mean,
let's finish on the warrants topic.
I don't know that you can ask if there's any public cover.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen them for years. There is no public here.
I'm part of the public.
Okay. So while we're doling out the warrants, we can take public comment. If there's any.
I just there's a guy named Don McGafflin. Yeah. He's associated with the Gatewood Center for the Arts there.
Mm-hmm.
He's talked to me a number of times over the last 6 months concerning the. They bought that gas station and the other building and all that stuff for more parking, but they have more property there, I think, than they need.
Correct.
And he's been telling me that he's going to meet with us for some reason. I'm guessing that maybe they may want us to buy some extra land from them. I don't know. It's right up towards the tower. But I don't want to hang my name on that.
Mm. So it does a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah. So he said they think he's going to make a presentation to us next month with Jackie Barton. And I just want to let you give you a heads up that that's something's coming down the road.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the closest that we have some land that abuts them right along the back of their shed that is a 20-foot easement in case we ever wanted access to the land behind them, which would feed our tank.
Yeah.
Right. So we've always had that little bit of land there. They asked at one time if we would give them a little land so they could make their parking lot a little bigger. They don't need that anymore because they have plenty of land now. They've almost bought everything from where they are to the point. I think they're looking to get the whole point into the corner of Newtown Road eventually.
Are they?
I think so. Really? I think that's their goal at least. They bought 1, 2, 3, 4 houses that way, that are button them heading that way. They got the gas station and the little old bait shop that was there.
Then they got the house beside that. It was Cabral's house years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go behind them, they bought two houses, one house at the end of Savinelli Lane and another one at the end of Savinelli Lane. So they're coming back up that way a little bit.
Wow.
Here's another one for you.
Well, that'd be great if they could come talk to us about what their plans are. You know, I'm kind of curious as to what their plans are with the gas station, because I'm sure there's
some tanks.
Work that needs to be done on that.
I have
soil
actually
tests that need to be done.
Yeah.
I have talked to him because when I was still doing my job, he asked me about that, and I said, "Well, you just can't go pull them up. There's a whole process you have to go through. You have the company that pulls them up has to check the soil all around the site, test it, and all that." So it's just, and he's aware of that.
Is this the last for the chemical safety upgrades?
Third pin. Yeah, the last one is the third request from them, $40,000.
Amy, you missed so much. You missed so much. Yes.
We started at 5:30.
No. We changed the time,
Yeah, last meeting
still accommodating me. I'm the new guy. I have another meeting at 7 in Mashpee every week.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet, so.
Go ahead.
We were in the middle of it. So, is there any additional public comment? We're in the middle of public comment. We jumped to warrants first to accommodate some other visitors. And we discussed the warrants. And we've signed them. And we came to some conclusions. We're hoping that we're going to be able to sign warrants, review them and sign them digitally, and then make copies available for the public digitally, as well as hard copies at our regular meetings.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me know if you
want to
say from the
panel. Do you want to comment on that at all? Do you have some thoughts? Yeah, that'd be great.
Amy Cates, 4782 Falmouth Road. I've missed so much, but what I was going to say was that I was hoping that you would continue to sign the warrants the way you have in the past, because you're the only committee that follows the spirit of the bylaws and you keep your working transparent. And that what I hoped was is that you wouldn't let the Prudential Committee bully you into changing your warrant protocol. Thank you.
Well,
thank you for that.
Yeah.
And we want to maintain that transparency, and I think the fix that we've got, and we've got to have Jen and Chief Rude explore it together a little bit, but I think the fix that we have will maintain that transparency for everyone.
I guess when you look at when warrants are actually signed,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at when the bills are actually paid, it's not everything. You know, so when you actually look into it and to see what is
right. Any other comments, commissioners?
Just that the solution, the electronic solution, is seems a lot simpler.
Yeah.
It doesn't have us running around, you know, all types of weather during the course of the year, you know, to sign weekly warrants as requested. And it still gives us stuff to hand out to people, or the opportunity for people to look online to see everything that we're doing. So it seems like the best possible solution. There'll be no more problems with, or perceived problems with, the bills being paid on time. They'll all be received on time as we get them.
And so when you will co-op and we'll be signing warrants?
There's a scenario that's been proposed. The scenario is as the bills come in during the course of the week, they'll be processed and sent out to commissioners on Friday. But we'll be doing it at home because it'll be electronically. We get a chance to sit down and look at them. We can approve them, disapprove them, and sign off on them. Jen goes to work on Monday. She has something to look at. She has at least two signatures. Then they can move forward to the treasurer's office for Tuesday morning, which is the beginning of their work week, and then there's no reason why there'll be no heartache between us.
But there's no opportunity when you're signing warrants now to talk to each other, to discuss it, to, you know, be running into this. That could be an opportunity where you would be together with committee.
Well, there is an opportunity to make comments. There's an opportunity to make a comment on each one, which I think we'll be able to see.
That they would also get your comments electronically.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be an opportunity for your board to meet like you do now. When you look at the fit, ask Chris, ask each other, what do you think, what's this, look this area, you know, we're spending more in this area, what do you think? You know what I mean? Like the committee does, hey guys, what do you think?
But we also signing warrants more than once a month. You know, when Jen would give us a call, can you come down? I got something I need for Thursday. We would come down. We weren't doing that then. We had to do something. And we went through a process. All right.
These warrants are public information.
Yeah.
So if somebody wanted to stop by
Absolutely.
The office, they could examine them at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think
that more reason for the interested public to
we're still bringing them here.
We're gonna make hard copies and bring them here at our monthly meetings, so that
after they've already been signed,
correct,
approved, and sent.
Yes.
But you don't. You look at them after we sign them, anyways, and approve them.
That's okay. Any other public comment? Okay. And warrants are done.
Yes.
Minutes. So we have the June minutes to take a look at.
I have to remember what thing I'm on here.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second
the
motion.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sorry. Let's think of something else.
Minutes are approved. Water quality report?
All right, water quality report. I believe last month we had a hit at the Santuit tank the day really of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had notified you.
Mm-hmm.
We did an upstream and a downstream, and we did get a total coal form at the downstream residence, which put us into violation. We're such a small district. We get two total coal form hits in 1 month. We're in violation. We went over the weekend by turning up our chlorinators. First thing we did is went out and flushed the area a little bit. Did what we call a mini flush of the area. And turned the chlorinators up for the weekend. Because we were already in violation, we went into what they call corrective mode. Went through on Monday, tested everything. Everything came back clean. So, excuse me. So it came back as corrected at this point. But because it was a violation, I had to do a level one assessment, saying what was going on, you know, what it could have been. We had four different things going on at the same time. You know, we're flushing. We just had a power wash. Do we get stations down? Yep. We're running. We're trying to put one on and off by turning it off and on, you know, eight different times in an hour, you know, causing fluctuation. So there was a number of things that it could have been. Our first set went this month fine. We just took our second on Monday, and we haven't heard anything yet. But knock on wood, everything's fine still, again. So we also did nitrate samples, which I have not got the results back on yet. We only ended up doing four because station one was still down. That one and the monthly coliform sample for station one will be done tomorrow and be taken care of for the month of July.
Did we get nitrate results?
I have not got them yet. Yeah, I haven't got them yet. If I do, I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll get a copy to you. I know you had them last year too, I think, didn't you?
Yeah.
Any questions? Does the heat have anything to do with, you know, the
super hot days? Yeah, it could even be, you know, heat. It's kind of like with ponds. It used to be what they call rollover.
Yeah.
You know, the top water gets so hot.
Yeah.
Opposed to the cold water coming in, that it rolls. It shouldn't be a factor for us in the tank because we have mixers.
Yeah.
So whenever those are running, it's always water dropping down on top or somehow mixing the tanks constantly. But warm water is more of a breeding ground for bacteria.
Yeah.
Anything else on water quality?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear that the most recent test result we have, you don't have any total coliform.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. So how many more tests do we have to do because of the violation?
None. As soon as we had two clean tests of everything, we were fine doing the tank upstream and downstream were good. Yeah. The three of them came back clean.
Yep. Superintendent's report?
All right, superintendent's report for June of 2018. Read on July 18th. In June of 2017, we pumped 28,069,000 gallons of water. In June of 2018. I might have these backwards. I have to look again. 29,969,000. I believe those are backwards results. I think we had almost mirrored us last month, that we had 1,873,000 less than last year. I'm going to have to verify that afterwards. The way I read it, it says an increase instead of a decrease.
Well, last year was wet and it was cooler.
Yeah, it was, but we haven't been. We've had one station down still through the month of June, and we did some flushing, but we didn't do as heavy a flushing as we did last year. Last year we flushed the entire month because of our stations going down due to the system improvements that we're doing. Sometimes I didn't flush during the week. Sometimes we did. We did have different days where we stopped doing it. As a matter of fact, we haven't flushed at all this month. We still have one station that's not pumping, lime in, so the pH isn't really going to pH control. It's a smaller station. I haven't been too worried about it. We've just been using it as a backup when we need it. The problem is we're pumping a lot of water now. I don't want to flush right now because I don't want to put myself in any kind of jeopardy of needing the water or anything like that. So I'm holding off on flushing. I might even stop completely for the rest of the summer and pick up in early fall once usage is down a little bit.
Are you still running a lot of water out by Roosevelt, out by the Presidentials out there in Putnam?
Yeah, we're running water. I mean, when we flushed over there by the system flush that we did the right way, we got quite a bit of lime scale out of her pipe that was out there, which was made me think that that might have been her big problem over there in the beginning when she was getting some water. Yeah. Because the higher the pH, the more you're going to get the iron's going to come out.
Yeah,
you know, but then again, she did have some iron levels that were pretty high anyways over there in the area. We're starting to get that level where it's coming around, and it's going to show up at different places a little more. One of the reasons why, we'll get into it after, but the water quality testing. Mm.
Okay.
Well, the graph shows, the graph is consistent with your numbers.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It shows an increase this year. But I didn't get to get a graph this year. Oh, I did get a graph. I'm sorry, Jen. Yeah. Oh, so maybe we're a million ahead.
Yeah.
All right. But still, we've been pumping water like you wouldn't believe this month. I'm coming in now, and all pumps are on. You know, everything's lit up. Every morning, it takes a little while to get down to, you know, where you're just running the two or three pumps. But we knew that was coming. It's been dry now. We went from being wet, wet, wet to they're talking. I was down in Rhode Island. They're not even letting people burn down there, do fire pits or anything like in their own yards because they're afraid the woods are going to catch on fire. Everybody's so dry.
I actually watered my lawn the other night. I know.
Wow. All right. We did have a new water service over on Main Street last month, and two replacement services, one over on Santuit Newtown and one over on Oyster Place Road. The one on Oyster Place Road eliminated a pit, which is always nice to see and do. That one's been a pain in our side for years. It's almost under the town dock. And you go to the pit, and it was always had anywhere from 8 to 2 feet of water in it. And there, it never was dry. It was always something. And sometimes, if you wanted to see to change the meter, you have to pump it out because it was underwater.
So, was that pit close to where that portalet was blown up?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just make sure there was water in there.
Yeah. Do you know that that shut the whole bay out down?
It just opened it again.
Yeah. The handbook book updates are basically done. I just have to have them inserted into the book. We're going to add the earned sick time that the district adopted, and we're going to change some wording from the sick time can be used to mirror that, I guess, also besides sick and whatever the law is for earned sick time. Mm-hmm. We don't have to, the laws that were brought up that we had that I gave you, the Pregnancy Act and one other, are for businesses that have over 10 employees. So we don't have to implement those on our stuff. So everything will be changed. We're updating a little. Warren Rutherford called me just before I went on vacation. I've called him since, and he hasn't called me back. He's just going to make this stuff to insert into the book and go from there. Basically, Attorney Pierce said all the stuff that Warren said was right on. It's just the difference is that what he said on one of them with the earned sick, it was because, you know, if you don't have so many employees, I think it's under 20 or under 10. The district took on and wanted it, so we got it, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
All right.
On the sick time,
yep.
You mentioned sick time. So the district's policy is what the water department is going to convert to? Is that what you said?
The fire district itself, not convert to, adopted the earned sick time policy of if my son's sick and I need to take time off, you can use sick days and you get the time off and get paid for it. If I believe if your son, wife, father,
it's family sick time.
It's family plan. Yeah. So basically, because the district has adopted it, we will put it into our stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
That was done at district meeting, I believe. A little update on. I'm not sure if it's on here. Okay. Tower North. I don't know if it's on there at all. I didn't see it on here. If anybody's going by, the tower is up. There's nothing on it. They brought in the stuff last weekend. There might have been, you guys might, if anybody was driving by, might have saw the truck that was parked in there.
Mm-hmm.
The guy came Friday with equipment and parked and slept there all weekend waiting till Monday to go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him. I pulled in. Around.
He just stayed right there and called up the guy a couple times, asked him where he could go get something to eat, and on a couple different things. I don't know what was going on, but
he had a weekend on the Cape.
Yeah. So he couldn't travel much, I wouldn't think, with that truck and trailer. But anyways, he went down and drove into the site with his stuff and had trouble getting out of there. So the next truck that came on Monday during the day decided to back in, and the guy didn't walk the site. He backed through, ended up trying to pull forward to make the corner, and drove his truck up over a manhole cover and punctured the diesel tank on the side of his truck.
How much do you weigh?
Estimates 5 to 10 gallons, maybe more or less.
That's a convenient number.
Fire department got there pretty fast. They had a plug kit. They plugged it with some putty, stopped it from leaking. Paul got there first, stuck something underneath, and probably got about a good 4.5 gallons into a tub before they got it stopped. They called Frank Corporation Environmental Services out there to dig everything out. I went down. The guy called me. I went down, talked to Paul. They said, what do you want me to do? I said, you got to do what you have to do to clean it up. Get rid of it. Get it out of here. Cover everything. I said, you're at the zone 2. I said, you're pretty close to a well. You're within 200 yards of a well, basically 200, 300 yards. I said, I want it cleaned. So he called up the company. They came down, shoveled out 3 55-gallon drums of debris. They pumped. Earlier, Capeway showed right up and pumped the tank out. They pulled out a 55-gallon drum of diesel out of the tank. And they took all that fourth stuff, and then he took some 5-gallon buckets and filled it up with more stuff and took away the stuff to sample it. I'm waiting on the results of what was left in the tank. He says, I think there's going to be a no detect. He called DEP while I was there,
okay,
talked to DEP. They put it down as more than likely 5 to 10 gallons, not to worry, but we'll see what happens. So he put a report into them. We should be fine. They got it up quick. It didn't look like it went far or anything like that, and it wasn't as much as it smelled like. Put it that way. Diesel just had a strong smell to it.
Yeah.
So at least they did the right thing by calling and getting everything done right away and cleaned it right up. It's a good way to start a relationship rather than a bad. Not spilling it, but
yeah.
At least, you know, taking initiative and getting things done.
What was the name of the company that they contacted again?
Frank Corporation. I have a couple business cards in there if you want
yeah.
one.
Okay.
Environmental Services. They're out of, I believe, either Fall River or New Bedford. They started to call Clean Harbors, but Clean Harbors wasn't even getting back to them. They were trying to get somebody to get back to them. Yeah. When Cape Way Towing showed up, they said, we've used this guy here. They called. They got back right away, and they were on their way there before, and there before they even got anything from Clean Harbors.
Good. That's
true. So, yeah, they're going. And they got everything going down there now, and it's up, like I said. Now they're just going to have to bring stuff in. I've kind of talked to you about the flushing already. Creedon property. This will be a fun one. Mark Boudreau talked to Mr. Creedon. Mr. Creedon said that the only reason that he put that up there is because it's an unsightly mess that we've made over there by cutting all the trees. And he'd like to know if we'd put some arborvitaes there if we move it.
If we move it?
If he moves it. Because it's there to stop the view that is done, because we clear cut over there in his area. And I said to Mark, I said, well, that's bull, because he put it up there before we clear cut it, for one thing. He also clear cut it himself with his goats by eating all the stuff there so he could see through the property. He had to have moved some stuff out of the way to put it there. He's just giving you a line to give you a line right now. I said, tell him we want it moved. That was
What is the plan? Is there any re-veg going on?
The plan is once the cows, the cell on wheels, are out of there, I'm gonna have a tree spade come in and take some of the white pines off on the property that we have going down to where the tower is and a couple places, and start putting them up closer and around in different areas. We have a couple beech trees in there. Anything that's a good sized sapling that's in there, even if they're maples or anything like that, and planting them around to try to bring it back. It's going to take a few years for it to come in totally, but you know, them, if them white pines take, they can hide everything in a quick time.
So this guy's not going to be a good neighbor.
This guy's turning out to be I'm trying to figure out a way to say this without sounding too bad, but as I said to Mark, I said, now I noticed when I pulled in there yesterday that he has a Jeep parked beside him, the shed. So now it's his parking area too. So if he doesn't want to see it, as Jen said, tell him to put up a fence if he doesn't want to look at it.
So we have,
or should we put up a chain link?
We have a property boundary survey taking place. Right?
He had one taken.
He had one, but we have one on the north side of the property, right?
Yes, I hired somebody to do on the other
I'm
side.
I'm wondering if we could just have them come in, throw a couple markers in, and we then send them a certified letter from the attorney that says either get this thing out or we're going to remove it and take it.
We're going to protect our property, take everything on our property off.
Yep.
We could sell them. Could make a little cut out there and sell them the property.
He has done by his own. I know. I have the letter from him stating that he's advised him to move it. And he said he would move it when he came down in the summer. I already have that on an email.
I know. I've seen it.
But he hasn't moved.
But he has not moved it.
Now he wants us to do things.
Now he's talking to, yeah, stuff like that. Now it's unsightly.
So, too bad. Sorry.
And according to the building department, it's a matter between us and him. And
well, Mark says he was going to go to the building department now. And talk to him. So where it goes from there, I'll find out.
I think we need a letter from the attorney.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he's an attorney or, I mean, his father was a judge, is Judge Creedon. So I don't know if he's an attorney or he's an event. I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah.
Oh God. It's going to be a year and nothing will be done. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Well. Okay, so I'll write down here, if not resolved in 2 weeks.
I don't think we should give him any more time. Yeah.
Okay.
we have bounds out there now? Concrete bounds out there now? Or not? I don't think we have any bounds out there now. Do we? Do we have any concrete or steel bounds?
There is. I'm not positive. I'll have to go look.
Or do we have a site plan that shows the encroachment?
I have the site plan from him. I'm pretty sure I might even have it on email. I can send it to you.
The only thing that the building department said, it was not a certified site plan.
Not stamped?
Not stamped, no. A friend of his went down there and just...
He had a certified surveyor come down
yeah.
and do the survey on it. And the person was a friend of his, so it took him a while to get down there. After he did it, he sent me back saying, you're right, it's on your property. We have notified him and showed him the plan, and he said, okay, I'll move it.
That's why I'm wondering if we can just have the people that we've contracted with contacted.
Right now we have a contract with Green Seal to do the property. I just sent it in on the back side, which would be the westerly side, I guess, of 200 Sampson's Mill Road. It's a different part. That's on the left side of Sampson's Mill Road. So they're supposed to do the 30 houses, let them know that we're going to be marking the boundaries on the back of that to, I don't know if we have to say for encroachment or for business reasons.
Just watershed protection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't even have to say much. It just says we've hired, and if you see anybody out there, they're hired by us.
Yeah.
Well, if Creedons are here, I walk by there occasionally, and so they're in there watching TV, so I'm not worried about their shed.
No. So, can we have a letter sent from Attorney Boudreau to Mr. Creedons saying move the shed? Or
yep.
Or we're going to move it for you. I don't know how that process goes. And then we might want to check with Green Seal and see if they'll.
Yeah.
If you think we need to get a certified property.
How are we done in the lot plan? If the lawyer's going to go to the building department, just to make sure that they would, if we don't need a certified plot plan, then we shouldn't have to do it. He can find out if we actually need one. I'm pretty sure we would, but
right.
Find out what Brian says.
Right.
What we need, so we do it all at once.
Okay.
It's just, it's crazy.
The other thing that I have here, GHD has given me the pricing and the contract to look at for the security system. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send it out to each one of you just to review. I don't want him to start until Taylor and Howard's out of there.
Are we going to be shocked?
No, it's the same thing that he talked about. It's the same thing that he talked about before.
Right.
The prices are the same. He just put it together so you guys could at least have it to review before you voted on it. So I will send each one of you a copy just to review to be able to vote on next month. Whether we start ASAP or not, we'll know more by then because we're having to start up next week on two more of the stations.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be down to two stations left after that to convert over.
For the chemical safety?
Yep.
Needs. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Makes sense to get that stuff done and get those people out of there before
you
start putting more people in there.
We did a hookup repair on Main Street probably 3 weeks ago. I don't know if you guys saw the porta potty out here working a couple days.
Yeah.
They left and couldn't get back to, they had put some hard pack in there. Then we had a giant thunderstorm one day. A gentleman by the name of Murphy from Kachewitt, his wife came out of Shell Lane, took a left, drove through there, hit the hole, and blew a tire. He had to go down and change the tire out, took it to Sullivan Tire and is asking us to pay for the tire. I took it and I gave it to, I called up Port Lottie and said, you guys have insurance on this. Here you go, have your insurance company take care of it.
Good.
He said he'd come pick it up. He still hasn't picked it up as of yet. But I just want you guys to be aware that it's happened in case somebody comes in here and says, that we're not. I did call the guy and leave a message on his home phone saying that that was the process that I was going through and that I'd let you guys make you aware of it also. Lastly on my list is, should I put in a copy? No, I don't think so. I will also send you, we signed into effect a water quality analysis testing with Tater and Howard at the end of the year. Had a little bit of money to use, which is going to help us with deciding on if we need a treatment plant or not. They're going to do some quality testing around the town, look at all historical data that we have and do some others. So just to let you know that that's also happening, I can send you a, I don't know, is there anything in your folder on what they're doing there with the...
No.
There's nothing in there. Jen and I were talking.
Just listed on the agenda and then...
Yeah, we were talking about putting on a, just putting in a scope of works in your folder.
I don't know if it was not put in. Maybe we didn't
make a copy of it at the time. It might have got overlooked at the end. I had to run out and go to the doctor, so we maybe didn't grab that. I apologize. I'll also send you the scope of works on that, what's going to happen on that.
Yeah, the nice thing on that was that we were able to do it with FY18
money. Yeah, yeah. All right. And that concludes me.
Excellent. Questions?
No. The only thing I did was because the tower is not up yet, that we got the full receipt for the rental from the cell companies for another month, which is a bonus for us or the town or the district. I know Jen had a question about the, you know, the transition sort of started and it, because they're not up and running, it doesn't
until,
happen.
Yeah, until they sign a letter of intent with them.
So we get the full
of,
benefit of the rent from the...
Under contract with Tower North, they're still supposed to pay us.
Yeah.
So we should still be receiving checks along the time here.
Yeah.
Did we get those checks back? First
one of them, we've talked to one company is sending it back with the next payment.
Excellent.
We were looking for information to find who to talk to on the other two.
Okay, old business. I think we talked about the chemical safety upgrade project. You said you had two more coming up.
Yep.
Cost of services study update.
Cost of service, yes. Right now, status is, here we go. There's continued response with the district treasurer to clarify district expenses of debt for fiscal year 20 through 24. Specific line items discussed were OPEB expenses, retirement assessment, and transfer of OBED trust, so on and so on. It's not done. It's very close. They're still waiting on a couple things from Ray, that when they talk about one thing, another thing comes up with them. So they're waiting on some stuff from the treasurer, and then they'll have some final discussion with us and review for us, and then things should go from there. So,
do you guys think we should have a workshop when we get that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just, I know there was a little bit of a some anxiety about getting this thing done as soon as possible. We put a time limit on it, and I received a number of queries from the treasurer, do you think you'll have it done by the 1st of July because you want to have, and now we're waiting on the treasurer to give us information to get it done. Okay.
So when it's done, we'll want to have it.
Oh, they'll give us a presentation of it. Yeah. When it's done, they'll come down and give us a full presentation on it.
Yeah.
A discussion and everything. Yeah. That'll be no problem.
This is a study to look at adjusting the rates.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a total. To understand what the cost of service, how much is it the residential stuff, how much is it the fire stuff, how much all that stuff, and then try to divvy out of that. How can we pay for this at what rate? Because one of the early meetings that I went to, that if you wanted to pay for every 100%, you could do it through the rates. So there's all kinds of options there.
Yeah, and it'll take into consideration the state of the system.
Yep.
What we can expect or anticipate from upgrades.
Yeah.
Needed in the near future, distant future, et cetera. So
and it takes into the ups and downs of the weather over time, the usage, and all that stuff.
That's pretty exciting. It should be a great little study.
And I don't know if should we have a Prudential part of that too, because they're very interested in this part of it.
When it's time for the guy to do a presentation, he should do a presentation to everybody.
All right.
I would say even, I don't know, it's up to Ray if he wants to be here, but
yeah
there should be Prudential.
Because we're talking about, changing a rate which will change the tax rate.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Warrant procedures we already discussed.
Yep.
I'm moving on to new business. New commissioner's handbook.
Correct. This was something Mark requested
really nice
at the last meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have something here to be reviewed and see if this would be sufficient. If so, we can make one. I don't know if you should take that for everything. I don't. If maybe if you guys want to make a couple of comments and see if there's anything that you can think of. There should be. Sorry, there's not more than one there.
Yeah.
Just to see if there's anything you can think of. There's something there in the beginning that tells you what's in there.
Yeah, so this is, I stopped in and talked to these guys about this too. Talked about an index or what should be included in it. And it would be useful, I think, for all of us to have one.
How about a map?
Map of the town, as in sizes and stuff?
No.
Where the sites are for everything.
You mean like a district, like what we have for property?
Yeah.
I mean, the well fields, the numbers, the names of the buildings, whatever it is. I mean, I think there's a lot of stuff that's mentioned here that you can't know exactly what you're talking about unless you're on the inside. So, Station 2, it's easy. You guys know where Station 2 is.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know which one is Station 2. I mean, that's partly on me, but I think that this should just be a quick reference, so I don't have to stop the meeting and say, where is Station 2?
Mm-hmm.
Makes me look stupid. I look at my book.
And from past experience, we know you're not stupid because we had the same questions.
So take a peek at that if you can and see, besides a map of maybe areas and stuff, what you can think of that you might want.
How about you got contact.
So if you'd like to maybe take a look at that, until we meet again and think of any.
Is there a section in here about emergencies? So there's always somebody covering, right?
Correct. You'd like to know about procedure, the emergency call line. Is there anything on there about emergency line?
The job descriptions are in there.
Everybody's out of town except me and Brian. What do I do?
Okay, yeah.
Say, go call Brian. Go do it, Brian.
Right.
Probably the first thing. But I think, maybe there isn't an emergency procedure thing, but it, when you deal, a public utility, people have to water is always going to be there and in good supply. Doesn't matter who's on vacation.
So, I mean, and that, I think the manual might give us an idea of what gaps we might have in the system in a situation like that. Because I don't think we have anything in place.
So it's just something that, you know, you can
everybody. We have an emergency response plan there and everything, and I mean, that's, you know, the stick.
Do you want this back? I mean, it's a great start. So.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll have it back, but it, just like I was saying, if there's anything you can think of else, you know, either send me an email with what you want on it or Jen an email of what's the easiest to have. But I wrote down map, parts of the property, emergency numbers for whatever need there is, if there's an emergency or anything like that.
And I, as I mentioned last time, I would like to work on some management plans for properties, and just part of that is just having a collection of the any perimeter surveys or site plans that exist. And,
I also
want this thing to become everything in the office, but I think there's some, we can work on it to just get the basic information.
This is for Mark also. That is from Lisa, the assistant treasurer. Hmm. She has some forms there she needs you to fill out.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Some of it, they will only deal with direct deposits, so there's a payroll stuff in there different things. You can return it to me or bring it to her.
Okay. By the way, the clerk asked me to make sure I was in compliance with campaign committees. I've got all this stuff here. Just had to have set up a bank account. You have to have the treasurer sign a bank card along with.
Did you have any money?
No. You still need a campaign committee.
I don't have a
I know you
I
don't. Campaign. I know. But I'm just saying that.
I filled out the form and gave it to Charlie.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I was told. That you need,
that is.
You need a campaign committee that has a bank account in case you spend $20 that needs to be spent out of something.
God almighty.
Yeah. I mean, it's. So Cape Cod 5 will set it up for free.
Yeah.
Maybe all the banks do that. But so I had to haul my sister out of bed and make her go sign a bank card with me as a treasurer.
Well, I guess
so
I look forward to doing
that. Be forewarned.
Not me.
Right? Not you?
Not me.
That's some months left.
I'll still be a rebellious
some months
left.
All right.
There's no monthly charge for the bank account, apparently, so that's good.
Nice.
Okay. Otherwise, it would be negative very quickly.
So campaign. Put a little note here. I should stay away from Charlie.
Yep. there's a... the final lien list in here also.
Yes. So we got the accrued sick time policy.
Yeah, that is Jen put on here to see if we wanted to discuss that. It was brought up by a concerned citizen.
Correct.
At the last meeting.
Yep.
About our accrued sick time policy.
Yep.
Which currently reads, Mark, we have unlimited right now. And at retirement, they will buy back a quarter of it if you retire to a fire district. It's an incentive to not use the days unless you're sick, you know, or, you know, not sway in any way. There was some concern about a liability with it from a citizen last month. I think you were here when she was talking about it a little bit. Just so you guys understand and know, we do have to write down all accrued time off, paid time off, every year. It has to be certified for liability and everything through the treasurer's office. And I don't know if it's with the auditor or anything, but we do have to put a report together that it could be used at any time, once a year, and sent in to the treasurer's office. They ask for it, I almost want to say twice a year, because I want to say last time we sent it was January, and we just got asked for another one. So maybe it's twice a year they ask for it. But I know at least once that we have to send it in. So I don't know what else That was, she was just saying there wasn't much liability. I think that that with the insurance, in case somebody got sick for a year or something like that, you could still be paid and everything. But they know it's on the books, at least.
And I think there was a concern about the difference between the water department and the fire department's accrued sick time policies. And when I looked at the numbers, our policy, even though it's a buyback policy, when you retire,
yep,
it would cost the district less than what the fire department has.
Oh.
Sorry. If you look at the numbers, you know, and you're the one with the most accrued sick.
Correct. But you're gonna. I don't know how much will be there in the end.
Right.
I still got another so many years to go.
We hope so.
But part of the budgetary process is when someone, like when you planning on retiring, you should give like a year or so advance notice. So when the budget's prepared for that year you're going to retire, the sick time buyback, if it's good, substantial, can be put into the budget. So
we did that for Lenny. We did that for Kenny. We did that for Sherry.
Yeah.
The year before, we put it into our budget to pay them in the following year. We knew who was going to retire. We knew when they were going to retire. So we said, you know, it's going to be roughly this much money. Mm-hmm. You know, if everything happens and they don't take a sick day, it's going to cost this much. So you are put in for that much, and if someone takes a sick day, that's money that's left over for a day's pay or whatever it was.
I just know people that don't plan for that. It's in different towns, and they get hit with three or four retirements, and then they're crying.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it won't be, you know, we can plan for everybody's retirement.
So I don't know if we need to discuss this further. You know, I didn't write down the numbers, but I could do that, or you know, I could go in and sit with Jen and say, okay, if Chris were to retire next year at 20% of his accrued time, this is what we'd have to pay him. If we go with what the fire department provision is, then this is what we'd have to pay him. I don't know if Cynthia wanted that type of information, and if she just
had concerns on it. I think as long as we look into it, discuss it, and feel as though that the liability is there, I don't know if it's something we should talk to the treasurer about, or somebody saying, you know, what is the liability there?
That's a good idea. Maybe something for the treasurer to think about.
Yep.
And crunch the numbers.
When you say liability, what do you mean by liability? What am I missing?
It's just a cost to the district, I think.
Well, that, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we.
So, I mean, it's all there. It's all known.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe could we ask Ray to do a comparison?
Well, I could just even ask him. You know, if something happened where, say, I was retiring tomorrow and don't have the money, what is in there for a fail-safe on it? You know, that you have to come up with the money. Is it through insurance? Is it through, you know, free cash? Where would that come from? Something like that. And just find out where that money would come from if that happened.
Yeah.
Because for me, I've been there the longest now. I've been there for 32 years. So, it's basically, if I was to retire tomorrow, it would be around 75 days they'd pay me.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
I'm good.
Okay. Final lien list. We need to approve the final lien list, and I think everybody has a copy.
Yeah, I am.
So these are the folks that have not paid their water bills. And there's a copy of the letter that will go to each of these individuals certified tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We've already sent a figure to Lisa, so that and I'll drop it off first thing in the morning to her.
Yep.
Talk to her. She didn't have too much of a problem. She didn't have any problem with it.
Good.
She just said to make sure I got it there as quick as I could because her hours were dwindling down.
Yeah, the postage for the warrant thing, Lisa sent me an email on. Basically, it goes to Lisa. She has it already this afternoon. We are sending out 26 certified letters for a total of $141.91. If she does not receive any payment between now and when she sent this out and the end of the day, that's what the bill will be. If anyone pays it off, any extra money would be used to buy stamps. So this went to the treasurer so they have an idea what the check should be. And as soon as we say okay, then tomorrow morning they'll know that.
So I think we need a motion on this.
Make a motion. We have approved the lien list for 2018, second round.
I'll make a second, but I'd like to make a comment.
Yep.
So the lien is recorded in the Registry of Deeds?
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't yet. This is just the list going out. It's telling them they're not by, I believe it's the next meeting, they will go to.
Yeah. And the recording of the lien is a cost to the district, I would think.
What is it?
There's recording fees.
Yep.
Cost money. I don't know how much it is for lien.
I wouldn't know. I can find out.
Is it one big list?
Yeah, we send a lien list to the town of Barnstable and to.
So it's not individual liens on individual properties. It's one master list that's recorded.
We send a one master list. She does put them on each property, but we send a one master list of everything. Yeah. And you guys will sign that one when the lien goes. You guys sign the bottom of the lien. Each one of you do. Just to say who you are, member, chair, and that gets sent to them. I don't know what she's ever charged, or if there is a charge for it, and it gets assessed on there.
This is probably the same letter you've sent right along. It must be approved by somebody, but I would make it a little more scary. A lien placed on your property, you might say is that a lien will be recorded against your property in the Registry of Deeds, which may affect your title. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah.
You know? And a lien placed on my property, what does that mean? I don't know. It's just another bill.
Okay.
But when you're talking about people's title to their property, which is what a lien is, it's recorded in the Registry of Deeds, it makes it, if you don't have a clear title, you have to fix that lien before you can sell your property.
Right.
So you might ask Boudreau about that and make it a little more specific.
I agree with you. I think that in the future, then we probably could, but these are all sitting there ready to go in the morning.
Got it.
Yeah. So, but I mean, if
in the future.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you could think of the wording, you could
pay
even.
Up. And if you want them to pay up, you got to scare them a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Just and I think scary. Maybe we'll make note of that and put it down and even. I like the wording that you just had. We have it on tape, but
I'll write it down for you.
Yeah,
but show it to Boudreau, and I bet he'd agree that is really what the process is.
Yeah, this is, what we're trying to do is get it someone to pay. So yes,
right.
I mean, the more you scare them, the better it'll be. Hopefully,
yeah. I'll write it down what I would suggest. So.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion on the final lien list? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, I have one item of new business that I just want to...
almost got out of here.
Almost. Just real quick, I just want to thank you, Don Gable, for your chairmanship over the past year and all the hard work that you've done.
You can make this really quick.
I think, I think you've shown me how to be a water commissioner. Show me well.
Also show me some things not to do.
I'm gonna call on you for the next, length of your term here as well. And
I'm here.
Look forward to working with you over the next however many months it's gonna be.
10 and a half.
But 10 and a half months, okay. But nobody's counting. But I wanted to thank you for all that you've done. You've done a great job.
Well, we're thanking people, and I think the continuity is important. I had a nice email from Vic in the past month.
Yeah.
Saying he'd be happy to help me.
Vic's a very good guy.
Yeah. So I appreciated that.
And we look forward to working with him on the property management.
A couple of things, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, next meeting date and time.
I like 5:30. I mean,
5:30?
Yeah, I think we're going to be consistent.
Does that work for you? Because
yeah.
I know you have another meeting.
That's fine. And maybe I can get this other meeting changed, but in the meantime, I appreciate it.
The third Wednesday is the 15th. First is on the Wednesday this year. I mean, this year? In August.
I'm good with the 15th. I'll be here.
Yeah.
You good?
For me.
All right, 15th.
Yep.
15th then at 5:30.
Yep. Okay, anything not reasonably anticipated by the chair? Anybody have anything else?
No.
Motion to adjourn?
Second motion.
All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Now I've got to tell you something. That's what I saw on the way to the meeting tonight.
A deer.
A deer?
You're shitting me.
Didn't you see a deer?
I saw doe cross. I was going down Little River Road from my house. This doe crossed. I slowed down and stopped where it went in. I looked in. There's mama deer and the doe. Peru. The deer's going.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, that's what I mean, the fawn, yeah. So I'm sitting there, I go, this, I call Kathy, and all of a sudden this car comes flying down and goes, what do you do? I'm sitting in the middle of the road. So I couldn't enjoy it for too long. But that was really neat.
That's cool.
Yeah. Wow. Little Bambi.
Last winter, there was three of them down there on the Little River.
Yeah.
I see them just back in the back end of the cemetery.
Yeah.
They slept last year. 3 days, like where the cross over the bridge on Old Post, you could stop and look, just they come out, they're sitting there sleeping, they look over at you, and then you see a twitch all of a sudden.
On the upstream side?
Yep.
This nice was, you know that little, the very small parking area is on Little River Road?
Thank you.
It wasn't that far from that.
That goes into Eagle Pond.
Yeah.
Well, that's real close to here.
Yeah, I know.